الذين استجابوا لله والرسول من بعد ما أصابهم القرح للذين أحسنوا منهم واتقوا أجر عظيم.
There were those who responded to the call of Allah and the Messenger after injury had smitten them. For all those who do good and fear Allah, there is a mighty reward.
There were those who responded to the call of Allah and the Messenger.
When, after the Battle of Uhud, the Meccan polytheists had traveled several stages of their journey, they began to tell themselves what a mistake they had made in allowing the opportunity to crush the power of Muhammad, peace be upon him, to slip out of their hands. At one place, they halted and deliberated among themselves about launching a second attack on Medina. They failed, however, to muster sufficient courage and carried on to Mecca. The Prophet, peace be upon him, for his part, also realized that they might attack once again. On the second day of Uhud, therefore, he gathered the Muslims and urged them to pursue the unbelievers. Even though this was a highly critical moment, the true men of faith girded their loins and were prepared to lay down their lives at the behest of the Prophet, peace be upon him. They accompanied him to Hamra al-Asad, 8 miles from Medina. The present verse refers to these dedicated men.
After injury had smitten them.
These few verses were revealed almost 1 year after the Battle of Uhud. As they are connected with the events of the battle, they were included in the present discourse.
الذين قال لهم الناس إن الناس قد جمعوا لكم فاخشوهم فزادهم إيمانا وقالوا حسبنا الله ونعم الوكيل.
When people said to them, "Behold, a host has gathered around you, and you should fear them," it only increased their faith, and they answered, "Allah is sufficient for us, and what an excellent guardian He is."
فَانْقَلَبُوا بِنِعْمَةٍ مِّنَ اللَّهِ وَفَضْلٍ لَمْ يَمْسَسْهُمْ سُوءٌ وَاتَّبَعُوا رِضْوَانَ اللَّهِ وَاللَّهُ ذُو فَضْلٍ عَظِيمٍ.
So, they returned with a mighty favor and a great bounty from Allah, having suffered no harm. They followed the good pleasure of Allah. And Allah is the Lord of great bounty.
إِنَّمَا ذَلِكُمُ الشَّيْطَانُ يُخَوِّفُ أَوْلِيَاءَهُ فلا تخافوهم وخافون إن كنتم مؤمنين.
It was Satan who suggested to you the fear of his allies. Do not fear them, fear me if you truly believe.
If you truly believe.
While returning from the Battle of Uhud, Abu Sufyan challenged the Muslims to another encounter at Badr the following year. But when the appointed time arrived, Abu Sufyan's courage failed him on account of the famine prevailing in Mecca that year. As a face-saving device, he arranged to send an agent to Medina who spread the rumor that tremendous war preparations were afoot among the Quraysh and that they were trying to muster a huge army which would be so powerful that no other power in the whole of Arabia would resist it. The purpose of this rumor was to overawe the Muslims and discourage them from advancing towards Mecca, so that when the confrontation did not take place, it would be blamed on the timidity of the Muslims. The effect of this measure was such that when the Prophet, peace be upon him, urged the Muslims to accompany him to Badr, the initial response was not encouraging. Finally, the Prophet, peace be upon him, publicly announced that if no one would accompany him, he would go alone. In response, 1,500 devotees expressed their willingness and accompanied him to Badr. Abu Sufyan set out with 2,000 men, but after traveling for 2 days, he told his men that it seemed unwise to fight, that they would return the following year for the proposed encounter. Thus he and his men retreated. The Prophet and his companions stayed at Badr for 8 days waiting the threatened encounter. Meanwhile, they conducted business with a trade caravan which yielded them considerable profit. Later, when it became known that the unbelievers had gone back to Mecca, the Prophet returned to Medina.
وَلَا يَحْزُنْكَ الَّذِينَ يُسَارِعُونَ فِي الْكُفْرِ إِنَّهُمْ لَنْ يَضُرُّوا اللَّهَ شَيْئًا يُرِيدُ اللَّهُ أَلَّا يَجْعَلَ لَهُمْ حَظًّا فِي الْآخِرَةِ وَلَهُمْ عَذَابٌ عَظِيمٌ
Let not those who run towards disbelief grieve you. They shall not hurt Allah in the least. Allah will not provide for them any share in the next life. A mighty punishment awaits them.
إن الذين اشتروا الكفر بالإيمان لن يضروا الله شيئا ولهم عذاب أليم
Indeed, those who have purchased unbelief in exchange for faith shall not hurt Allah in the least. Theirs shall be a painful chastisement.
ولا يحسبن الذين كفروا أنما نملي لهم خير لأنفسهم إنما نملي لهم ليزدادوا إثما ولهم عذاب مهين
Do not let the unbelievers imagine that the respite we give them is good for them. We give them respite so that they may grow in wickedness. A humiliating chastisement lies in store for them.
ما كان الله ليذر المؤمنين على ما أنتم عليه حتى يميز الخبيث من الطيب. وَمَا كَانَ اللَّهُ لِيُطْلِعَكُمْ عَلَى الْغَيْبِ وَلَكِنَّ اللَّهَ يَجْتَبِي مِنْ رُسُلِهِ مَنْ يَشَاءُ فَآمِنُوا بِاللَّهِ وَرُسُلِهِ وَإِنْ تُؤْمِنُوا وَتَتَّقُوا فَلَكُمْ أَجْرٌ عَظِيمٌ
Allah will not let the believers stay in the state they are. He will set the wicked apart from the good. Allah is not going to disclose to you what is hidden in the realm beyond the reach of perception, but He chooses from among His messengers whom He wills to intimate such knowledge. Believe then in Allah and in His messengers, and if you believe and become God-fearing, yours will be a great reward.
Allah will not let the believers stay in the state they are.
That is, God does not want to see the Muslim community in a hodgepodge condition with the true men of faith indistinguishable from the hypocrites.
Allah is not going to disclose to you what is hidden in the realm beyond the reach of perception.
This means that God does not resort to revelation to provide information as to whether specific individuals are true men of faith or hypocrites. God creates, instead, certain situations in which the faith of those who profess to believe is severely tested. The result is that the man of faith stand out clearly from the hypocrite.
وَلَا يَحْسَبَنَّ الَّذِينَ يَبْخَلُونَ بِمَا آتَاهُمُ اللَّهُ مِنْ فَضْلِهِ هُوَ خَيْرًا لَهُمْ بَلْ هُوَ شَرٌ لَهُمْ سيطوقون ما بخلوا به يوم القيامة ولله ميراث السماوات والأرض والله بما تعملون خبير
Those who are niggardly about what Allah has granted them out of His bounty think that niggardliness is good for them. It is bad for them. What they were niggardly about will turn into a halter round their necks on the day of resurrection. To Allah belongs the inheritance of the heavens and the earth, and Allah is well aware of what you do.
To Allah belongs the inheritance of the heavens and the earth.
Everything in the heavens and the earth belongs to God alone. Hence the possession and use of anything by man is purely transient. For everyone will be dispossessed of his temporary belongings, and everything will ultimately return to and abide with God. If anyone therefore spends open-heartedly in the way of God out of his temporary possessions, he does so from property which ultimately belongs to God alone. Anyone who hoards his possessions and fails to spend them in the way of God is indeed stupid.